Okay, hi all. Welcome in this incredibly rainy day on the terrain where we are planning to have MC Y 2025 next year. Yes, this is the old artwork. This was the best I currently have, so then we're gonna do with it. I also want to start with some memories because the last event was very nice and people are still coming in, so let's start with some fluff. Because we're all here because we want to make a very great event, and we're gonna try to do that. And all of us needs to is planning to do its part at least. And there were very fun things to do at MCH, and let's see what we can get at Y. So I want to welcome all people here. I want to thank the people who are already in teams. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having already done some work or planning to do some work. Very happy. There are also some people who are not part of a team but doing a lot or are part of multiple teams. Thank you also, especially. And there are also some people who are not yet in a team and want to do something. You are all also very welcome. And please feel free to talk with the teams that you're interested in, even if it's a team you have no experience in or is this something you just find interesting and want to learn more about, you're more than welcome to join them. So, welcome all! So, what are we gonna do? We're gonna do What Hackers Yearn. We're gonna do that next year in August. And we're aiming at 3,500 people. I hope to see you there. We don't have a logo yet, but it's coming. We're currently here. And we're sitting here okay. That's also what the board in front says. I thought it was a very nice picture. A good thing to set the tone, because here it was still dry. That's not currently the case. This is the reason why we're also a bit delayed. But we are here. So this is the field that we have. We already did a walk. I roughly draw on a border here from where we want to be. It's very rough. It's a first order. But this is where we just have walked. We started here. We went to the right side and then walked around like this.
Where are we now?
We are currently there.
Need a sticker.
Not on the Beamer scan. And I couldn't do this up front because I didn't know where I was exactly standing.
Excuse.
So this is our program. The program is already completely shifted. Thank you, weather gods, for that. I'm still going to do a small welcome talk, that I'm currently doing. Then I want to ask all the teams who have something interesting to share, who have some progress to share, to do that. I prefer not to have this be a vacancies listing, because we're all fishing in the same pool. Most of people already have something here. But just interesting updates, and because we're a lot of team, around 42, let's keep them to about a minute. If possible. Then there will be some time to socialize again, maybe to meet with teams, to meet with other teams, to ask questions. And afterwards there will be barbecue at around 7. And if weather permits, there will be a campfire. I think I've seen some marshmallows, so we can have all some fun campfire discussions. Okay, you're also very enthusiastic. Let's go to the most... Good, now let's kill the mood. There's already some mail on the mailing list about that we need to have some initial budgets. These budgets are used to do ticket sales, determine how much the tickets will be, to set some money apart for projects. If you do something there already, it doesn't have to be like as detailed from every pen that you want to do, but if you do something there and you reserve something for a big project, it will, you know, we can set that money apart, have a look if it makes sense. If it's not there and you will have a project later, then it will be not guaranteed there will be money for it. So if you spend some time on it getting there, it makes sense. And it's also on the wiki.
I saw this mail and I had questions straight right away, mostly because, at least from my perspective, it is not at all clear yet exactly what teams are going to do what things in terms of basic infrastructure. How many stages are there going to be? How many are there going to be generators? I mean, I'm sure teams have thought about this, but I get the impression that for most teams, those basic questions are still too open to have any meaningful numbers.
I agree, but we're currently in a chicken-egg situation. Nobody has budget, so nobody makes plans, and nobody makes plans because there's no budget. We want to get out of that. We can talk about if this is the best way. So let's hope that helps with the feedback. We can also make sure we start to do that. There are discussions ongoing on tents, on facilities. But, you know, the chicken egg situation has to start somewhere. So we do that here. And a lot of teams can already make okay budgets. So let's do that. Another thing. Oh, another question? No. Okay, then. If you need vacancies, and all teams currently probably need vacancies, there's a let's collect them together. There's a place on the wiki that has vacancies. If you put them there, keep them up to date. Make sure there's a contact information. And if you're linked to your profile page, make sure you're reachable. This is my page currently. It has my email addresses. It has some contact information. And it has an email. If you don't want to use your own email, Team SysAdmin is graciously going to give everybody who asks an own email address, a y2020.25.org email address, send them a mail, and put it on the wiki so people can find you. The same is for teams. Teams need to be reachable. I'm having an opinion about the communication teams uses, but I'm not going to say you have to use IRC, you have to use Mattermost, you have to use smoke signals. I don't care, but each team needs to be reachable. That reach needs to be on the wiki. You need to have contact with your project lead liaison. And we provide email addresses, mailing lists, and just make sure it's there. Also, the team pages has some very nice... where it is? If you go to edit, no, not that one. If you go to edit with forms, you're gonna have a nice fill-in form. This is what we use to see where we are, if everything is still up to date. Make use of that. That makes the life of everybody who's interested in your team way more easier. The other thing. Because currently the media landscape is so shattered, nobody can agree on the communication methods that is used. So I'm going to make a stand here. The mailing list is going to be for big announcements, and I would sincerely hope that I can that every team at least has one member who is on the mailing list and distribute that to the other people in that team. I know it's not fun. Mailing lists are old. There's way more interesting, cute things. The thing is, there are too much. So let's stay for at least this event still for mailing lists, because they work. If they don't work, come back to me, to SysAdmin or whoever, and we will make sure it will work. Yeah. Again, reachability is a thing, so please, please, please make sure I can reach you, that I can give volunteers to you that are interested in you. It's also in your own good thing.
For MCH 2022, more than half of the teams had very minimal or none at all contact information, and it is awful. Please don't.
And currently, we can see which teams has contact information on the wiki. It's a very red list. Yeah, spend some time to do that. It's quality of life improvement for all of us. So, the mailing list was a thing I already said. The wiki is another source that is very reachable for a lot of people. So we're going to use that for now, till we find something better. But for now, it's still a wiki. We have a Mastodon that is currently being used. We also have a lot of other socials, but this one is open, so let's try to push that one. And we have Orga Jitsis, which is every month an online meeting where we quickly go over the teams and show all the progress. They're in place, they're planned, there's an iCal. And you're more than welcome to join. It would be nice if every team has one somebody there who gives an update and translates the updates back. The next in-person meeting will be not in the rain, it will be at Hackalot. I forgot to check the date, but that's the next one. And let's see if we can have more updates then. If we can get some progress and talk about updates. I would welcome some teams who want to give some updates. So let's start with Janneke with the very much awaited huisstijl.
Hallo? Ja, oké. Okay. Oké. Yeah, I'll just stand here. Yeah, so I've been working on huisstijl with Bleeptrack under the guidance of Pindakaas, who helps us kind of tame our chaos. I know everybody's waiting for this. The huisstijl is not finished yet, so before I show you the slides, we're working on it. It's gonna be there soon. We think in about a month. It should be ready. We will have a generator again, but I'll tell you in the next minute. So we did some brainstorming. We both liked color a lot, so you can see that here. This is not what it's going to be. This is the inspiration that we had. So we were thinking about a yearning and the creativity that we have in the community, asking questions, the big questions of the universe. So we kind of ended up in the direction of planets. Planets also give us the option to generate stuff. So we're going to go with that. The color palette is going to be kind of vaporwave inspired. You see a banner here that was at MCH. We kind of like that vibe. So I'll show you the next slide. These pictures are also on the wiki on the huisstijl team page. So we've kind of chosen a color palette. It needs some work because we need to convert it to a CMYK, and that's going to be some work. We have a general idea of what we want to do with the planets. So we're going to have kind of elements that we're going to combine in all kinds of ways that will generate planets. So this is just a rough example. But we think we can work with that. We're going to go for kind of an 80s vibe also with the colors. So probably some neon type font. And that's basically the 1 minute presentation for huisstijl. All right, who's next?
Do we need to clear some stuff, Leon?
I don't have a presentation because I don't think we need one. I took up the job as a warehouse lead, which the team I think is pretty complete. But of course, since you all need our stuff, it would be great to know what you guys actually need. We can look from previous years what we had, but of course that's only a sort of indication. So if you need anything, you can reach us on the warehouse team.
Okay.
In either poll, write 2025-warehouse on OFTC, on IRC, and there will be an email address and more contact details on our wiki page very
yep.
soon.
Could you repeat that?
Why 2025? Thanks. It was just created. All right. why 2025-warehouse on OFTC? Yep, and you can also reach me. I have a wiki page with contact details on CH23. So if you need anything, if you think you need anything, just email me or come to us on our IRC channel.
Not at all. Yes, now it works. Hello, I'm Ruth. I'm trying to keep Team Terrain running again. By the looks of it, it's going to look like we're actually having a team this time instead of one, maybe possibly two people. There's one person in the audience. One person in the audience here that has already signed up and helped me a lot. And there may be one or two people already that were supposed to be here today that I haven't seen in person yet. So if you are one of those people, come see me at some point. Hi, I'm here. The big question people have been asking is, what is things going to look like terrain-wise? And the answer is, I have no idea yet. I have not started. One of the main jobs for today, as I saw it, is make everyone have a good look at the terrain and get ideas about what we want to do, what different teams think should be there. Make sure, I don't know, the stage team have some idea where stages would be nice. Make sure the bar team have some idea where bars would be nice, etc., etc. And then, you know, throw wild ideas in my general direction and have a draft ready-ish for the next meeting, something like that. So please use this opportunity to today to not drown, but still get some ideas of what is and isn't a good idea. Because it's going to be a while before the next opportunity arises, I think. That's all.
We have a couple of really big maps here of the terrain, so people can maybe use them. We've got more in the cardboard box to draw stuff.
For anyone who didn't hear that, there are big maps over there that people can sketch on to build ideas. Please use them.
Ik zal aan de kant gaan. Hoi. Dus, oké, ik hoop dat mijn nu ingaat en niet al een halve minuut geleden. Maar Team Badge. En in Engels. Ja, so we did this last year, right? Apparently we were ahead of time with our theming. We hope to make things a little bit more in line with camp theme this time. But we've already started without knowing anything about the styling. And we hope you like it. So, what did we make this time? Of course, it's a name tag. We also wanted to have a lot of functions at the camp. We wanted to be more useful, not just as a gadget, but as a tool you use at the event. So it should have event schedule. But we also think you shouldn't need a laptop to use it. You should be able to write apps directly on the badge. We want people to be able to use it as a communications device. So we hope to do mesh network chat functions. And yeah, we really hope to make this into a more memorable artifact to keep after the event that you actually keep on your desk to use for things. So it's basically a portable computer with a full-on keyboard for around your neck. Woo! Yeah, so some details. I'll just really quickly show this and ignore it. But it has all kinds of cool, new, exciting things. So what the team is going to do next is we're going to finish up the hardware design. This thing has a lot of bodge wires and issues, which we're going to solve on the next prototype. Software-wise, there's a lot of work to do. We need to build proper infrastructure for people to build their apps on. We need a lot of documentation. We need to build examples for people. We hope to do manufacturing early. It all depends on availability of budget at that point in time. But what we aim for is to have the design ready so we can do the production run of badges as early as January of 2025. That way, we could, in theory, offer the option for people to get their badge early, paying for shipping, for example. That way, people could develop apps before the event, so they have time at the event to do fun stuff at the event, while also making the badge more useful at the event for other attendees. Then 5 seconds for another side project. We're also redoing the ohm lights. It's gonna be cool. And we'll just put these lights somewhere, but we got a lot of vacancies. Please help. Okay, bye.
Hallo, ja, dat is hem. Kijk, dit is makkelijker. Ja, ik ben Manduka van Logistiek. I'm Manduka from Logistics, almost the same. the most important part is that also we're doing the rentals from Bulls and from the CAF for the fans and stuff. So if you need stuff from Bulls, let me know. Manduka@y2025.org. And I can put them in and try to rent stuff early or reserve stuff early. It doesn't really matter if you not exactly know how much you need. Just a little bit about, we can do a reservation and get stuff for us before other events claim them. That's it.
It's working. So I'm Firewolf from the safety team. So there's first aid, security, and fire, and we are here to keep you safe at the event. What we've done so far is we visited the municipality together with Henry, and I think what is important to share is that this year we need to be really, really early with the first permit requests, because the municipality, they really plan their whole year in one go. So it needs to be there before October 1st, the first initial versions of the permit request. So what we are doing now is all the fun stuff, the bureaucracy, the compliancy, writing the permit requests, making sure that we have the right people on board so that we can have a safe event. That's basically it for now, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm one of those people that is in multiple teams. I'm also in team content. There's people that know more about the details than I do, but since I'm the one here, I'll give a very short update. We're working on the call for papers. We've made quite some progress, so we hope to be able to share some more on that soon. So we have a pretty full team. We have a lot of people who want to review all the applications that we're expecting. So making progress there.
I'm Kato from team Horeca Bar, the closest to the Mate. And I'm not using the V word here, but I just have one. We're just starting up with the team. A few people from MCH and a few new people who are very welcome. The big change we have is that instead of four bars, like two big main bars and two on either side of the terrain, in this camp we will have three bars. I'm looking for the right spots to place them. And for the permit people, we have enough people with the Horeca permit, so that's all covered. And see you at the bar.
Okay,
like this.
Yeah, I'm Pikachu with the family team, and we don't have many updates either, but we have had our first meetings and things like that, and we are here to hopefully enable the young ones to have a great new event as well. And yeah, that's currently what we are looking at towards terrain and everything like that. And we are very dependent on other teams, so we are very grateful to those other teams. And yeah, that's it.